Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about beef sustainability. Back on that in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Video Livestock Auctions got their next regular sale coming Friday, January 24th. It'll be broadcast live, Real TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, or on the internet, www.superiorclicktobid.com. 8 a.m. start time on Friday, 28,900 head will be sold, and they'll include 1,800 replacement heifers, and bred cows on their Superior Replacement Female Auction. For details, call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. We're talking with Kim Stackhouse from National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Kim, as we think about the consumer, you're here at the International Livestock Congress. You're going to be a part of the panel this afternoon, looking at the consumer and really, I guess, trying to troubleshoot a little bit about how we maybe improve what we're doing in this day and age. Where do we start? To start getting our arms around doing what, you know, we can do to better assure the consumer of how we produce, what we're producing, and what's right for her family.
Right. So I think those are great questions, and I'm going to approach this from a sustainability lens because that's my background and my expertise. But I think when we talk about sustainability, we have the customer that's driving a lot of these conversations, predominantly our larger customers, so larger retail and restaurant chains, and then we have our consumer. From the consumer perspective, we've done some consumer research looking at about 1,800 beef eaters and asked them, you know, what are your decisions, what do you base your decisions on which to purchase product. Sustainability is starting to rise into that top 10. So is it a driver of why people are purchasing beef or not purchasing beef? No, not yet. Those are still the basics: quality, price, safety, nutrition, value, etc. But it is in that next tier. So we look at that as being in the back of the mind, that it's something that we may have an opportunity on which to continue to drive beef demand and potentially increase sales.
You know, when you talk about sustainability, we've seen a lot of discussion within not just the beef industry, but all across food agriculture. What is sustainability? I mean, how do you even get your arms around or define it?
Right. So that's a great question. And I think we have to look at that from a two-pronged approach as well. The beef industry has established a definition that's been approved by the Checkoff as meeting the growing global demand for beef by balancing environmental responsibility, social opportunity, social diligence, and economic opportunity. Now, in that same consumer research that I mentioned in the previous question, those 1,800 people that we surveyed and asked a variety of questions of, one of those questions was, how do you define sustainability? 20% of consumers could not define what sustainability meant to them. Of the remaining 80%, half of those folks defined it as the ability to reuse. A quarter of those folks defined it as the amount of time food stays good, so actually shelf life. And another quarter defined it in the ability of a food production system to maintain its production. So we really have an opportunity here. They're interested in knowing where their food comes from. They want to know that it's responsibly produced. But I think we have an opportunity as the beef industry to really define in the consumer's mind what sustainability means to beef.
Now, if you asked a cattle producer about what sustainability is, it's all about the ability to make a profit in order to be able to pass that ranch down successfully to the next generation. Unfortunately, according to Kim Stackhouse, that doesn't register at all in the minds of most consumers.
Unfortunately, profitability is the lowest resonating message that we have with our consumers, which is unfortunate. But that doesn't mean it's not important. We absolutely have a sustainable product today. We have fifth and sixth generation ranchers. We have people that have been sustaining their families for long periods of time. They continue to produce high quality beef. We need to go out with a message that talks about how genuine we are in the food that we produce. We need to be transparent about the food that are the messages that we bring forward. And we need to talk about it being a continuous improvement over time. And those are messages that the consumer seems to gravitate towards. And I think those are our opportunities to really sell product.
Does the sustainability issue, does it have the potential to break into that higher awareness level?
That's a good question. We view sustainability as really a piece of beef image. And I think beef's image is number four on the list. What is a barrier or an entry into buying beef and beef consumption? So it's part of that image equation. Do I think it will ever be a major barrier to beef production in terms of comparing it to something like food safety? No, I don't think it has that capability. I view it as more our potential to tell perhaps the most proactive, positive, and progressive story that we ever have, and to actually engage this millennial consumer who thinks about food a little bit differently than any other generation has before.
And if you want to talk to the millennials, clearly the way to go seems to be social media these days, and that includes trying to message about sustainability and beef.
Right now, we are leaning towards absolutely a social media platform, Facebook, Twitter. I'm really trying to engage those millennials and that millennial audience, but actually not just talking about sustainability, because sustainability is a very difficult thing for them to grab hold of and to talk about. But in our consumer research, it shows that they actually value social sustainability indicators like improved occupational illnesses and accidents, improved food safety, improved animal welfare. Those sorts of things are things that they will absolutely pay more for, that they appreciate us being transparent and talking about. And we actually think that there's an option to marry those sorts of messages with other good messages related to health, nutrition, you know, favorite recipe ideas. And so it's not necessarily a sustainability push, but it's more of a tack on of our good work that we've done in sustainability with other messages we know that resonates with them.
Talking sustainability in our beef production efforts, Kim Stackhouse of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up Saturday, February 1st, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 36th Annual All Breed Bull Sale at High Noon, Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 bulls are consigned for the 2014 sale, including Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Composite, Sem-Angus, Charmaine, and Maine Angus. We've got the main catalog linked on our website and our calendar page and auction pages. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366, or Ashley Yeager, 580-497-7124. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.